I went on a scheme called Jesuit Volunteer Community and joined with three others living in a community house on a housing estate in a very poor part of Manchester. And we were all working in social projects. I was working in a homeless hostel and in a campaign group that was doing stuff around housing issues in churches. We were supported to consider how social justice and living simply and living in community all interacted with our faith, and had a year's development programme to reflect on the things that we were being exposed to, which was absolutely, as I say, mind-broadening and life-broadening. I met people that I would have never have met in any other context, both people from the Catholic faith, nuns who were, you know, really active in the community, folk who brought, kind of introduced me to liberation theology and how that all worked, as well as people whose life experiences had been so different from mine, so much less privileged, and who had really experienced the sharp end of life and had done some pretty awful things as well. People, folk who'd come out of prison and were in this homeless hostel, some of them had pretty nasty backgrounds. But it helped me to get to know that those were people who were loved by God as well, and that we could relate, and we had things to offer to each other. I used to joke that I learnt on that year far more than I gave. Particularly, I learned how to play pool. But in return for doing that with some of these guys, I helped them learn to read. You know, it seemed a pretty good
Good swap.
Pro quo. Yeah.